I enrolled in my program in the fall of 2011 and I graduated in June 2013. I had been living in Olympia for a couple of years and I knew I wanted to go to graduate school and I didn't really want to move out of the area. So I had met a lot of folks who had been alums from the program I eventually was in, and it just made me really want to join in. It's a really great place to be able to follow your own path and explore what you want to study and kind of make your education your own. So I was really intrigued by that. I guess randomly getting a job in Olympia was definitely an influence. So I moved here a couple years before I enrolled, and I met a lot of folks, like I said, that had been kind of in the field of study that I wanted to be in. I was in the Masters of Environmental Studies program at Evergreen, which is one of their graduate programs. And I had been working in sustainable ag, which is obviously really big here in the Northwest and in Olympia. And I realized I could go and study that more just down the road for me. So I was encouraged by folks that had been in the program and by its proximity to where I was and by its focus. I worked my first year, so 2011, 2012, in the Student Activities Office. So that's a center on campus for folks, undergrad or grad, that are interested in participating in student groups or creating student groups on campus. So I was in a short-lived position there called the Student Leadership Development Coordinator position. So worked with folks to gain more skills to build and grow their student groups, writing grants, learning how to develop meetings that are really effective, figure out how to recruit students, so kind of the baseline, how to be an organizer on campus. So that was my first year, and then my second year I was the writing assistant for the graduate programs on campus. So for the I worked with the MPA and the MES program with students to finish their capstones, to write grants, to edit their theses, just a lot of writing and editing. It was great. I love that job. I gained a lot of experience in working with folks one-on-one that I think writing is like a really personal thing to be sharing with people, even if it is for school. So I was really lucky, I think, to be in a position where I got to build good relationships with folks and help them produce the best content that they could. And also I got to learn a lot about, developing white papers or developing a grant proposal that's really effective. So it was really a win-win situation for everybody. And working on campus is just really fun. The program's great, and I loved my coworkers. It was a great environment. Challenges and benefits, I would say. The great thing about Evergreen is we really put a big emphasis on diversity and on bringing in non-traditional students, and I think that can be a challenge sometimes for the students themselves and for staff. But I think that overall, it was a really great experience to be able to work with folks that had been out of school for a long time or maybe were unfamiliar with the kind of work they were supposed to produce at the level they were at, and to just build confidence and build skills and build good relationships so folks felt like they were able to, I don't know, just be successful. It was really great. The best thing for me about Evergreen when I look back is not only did I get a great education and I got to have a lot of, autonomy over how I was going to pursue that, just the everyday kind of rhythm of being on campus. I lived right behind campus the whole time I was in school and was on campus almost all the time for class or for work. So just being able to go out into the woods or go to the beach and eat good food that's made by people that really care about what they're, by other students that really care about where it's coming from, and just seeing every type of person ever out on Red Square, and it's just a really I think welcoming environment and a really great place to, spend your time working hard, but also to have, a really relaxing, leisurely experience at school. So I really couldn't think of anything too crazy, but I just love the atmosphere of Evergreen, and I love being able to escape into the woods whenever I want to.